Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the Internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth. The rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Welcome to Blood and Guts. Maria here, alive and kicking. Probably one of my longest co-hosted shows of my entire show with my co-host Jack Blood.
Good night, depending on what your geographical situation is. Always great to be with you, Maria.
It's always good to have you on, and it always seems like a year since we were together. That's how much news there is in the 1 month, but that in between when we talk to each other.
That is true, and I had just talked about on my Facebook the other day that in May, I'll have been on the radio 20 straight years, started with you. And an interesting story for those of your listeners that listen to rock and roll, you know, we just lost the great Lemmy from the band Motorhead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching a documentary about him, and he's, you know, considered an idol, an icon to so many, and the guy made it to 70 and, you know, lived a pretty hard life. This is the guy that used to roadie for Jimi Hendrix, you know. It's a great story, and it's a great documentary. And there's a documentary about him called Lemmy. And we noticed, I didn't notice, my wife noticed it, they're doing a scene in his kitchen in his famous apartment on the Sunset Strip, and right above his sink is a big KFNX 1100 purple and gold sticker, Maria.
Oh.
He was a fan. He was a fan back in the day.
Wow, how bizarre is that? 20 years. I think I'm starting my 17th on the net in July, so that pretty much gets pretty close, because that I did that, you know, KFNX for what, about a year and a half?
Yeah, maybe longer, yeah. So I started in 96 in Rhode Island, and here I am coming up on 20 years this May, and it does seem like 20 years, if anybody wants to know.
Only 20? It doesn't feel like 50? Sometimes it feels like 50 to me.
There are people that walking around politically active that weren't alive when we started broadcasting. It's amazing.
Scary to think about. Well, you know, yesterday was the Boston Marathon. I didn't see anything untoward happening there.
Yeah, well, you know, remember that was on Extortion Day, as I call it, Tax Day, and also Patriots Day. Patriots Day is kind of like Easter. It's on different days every year. And there was some commemoration of it, but nothing close to the truth. And I'll actually, on my show tomorrow, I'll be talking to Russ Baker from whowhatwhy.com, a great website. And they went to the trial and covered that thing extensively. And there are so many unanswered questions still to the Boston bombing. And I know a lot of people, you know, they're going to tell me, well, Jack, there is no question. It never happened. Why are we even talking about it? And that would be my question to you, to those people. If it never happened, then why do we care? But there are a lot of very important unanswered questions. And today, since it's April 19th when we're recording this, Maria, the day of Waco, the day of Oklahoma City, killing the witnesses is certainly a big part of the Boston bombing, as well as using your intelligence, global intelligence assets, in order to either be patsies or to trigger a false flag event here in the United States of America. And it just didn't really get the traction, though, that they had hoped. They tried to blame Russia for the Boston bombing, as you remember.
Right.
And then it, you know, had kind of a Muslim tinge to it, a Middle East tinge to it. But the bottom line to all that, folks, if you don't know, the Sarnoff brothers were intelligence assets. They were working with the FBI, and when the FBI put their pictures out before the world and said, be on the lookout for these guys, they knew exactly who they were. So they were pretending not to know who they were. And that's just one of the very smallest parts of all the questions still remaining about the Boston Marathon bombing.
Absolutely. And a lot of people want a retrial because that trial was ridiculous. I mean, his lawyer came in and basically said he's guilty. Let's try this case.
That was the same lawyer who'd worked on a number of other high-profile terrorism cases in America, including the Unabomber and some others. So they just keep recycling the same people, don't they? And that is exactly right. There was no trial. There was no information forthcoming. None of our questions got answered. And we put it up there with the Warren Commission or the 9/11.
Oh, Jack, you there? Did everybody hear that ghost in the machine where Jack was just gone? I got to call him back. Hold on, everybody. Okay, got Jack back on the phone. Weird stuff happens when we're together, Jack.
Well, I know I'm somewhat over the target when Microsoft is taking us out in the middle of an interview. I never have problems with this phone, except for when I say things like that or sometimes when I'm talking to you. That seems to be a
right. Well, like I said, it happens when you're on and absolutely every single time when Jim Fetz is on. And, you know, talking about Boston, he's got a new book out, a compilation. Nobody died at Boston either. And I mean, if people can actually just look at this information, I'm not saying Boston didn't happen, Jack, any more than I'm not going to say 9/11 didn't happen. What I'm saying is it was a staged event. There's a difference between a false flag and a staged event. And yesterday I was sitting outside and the thought came to me that every single thing that happens in the entire world politically happens by design. All of it. It's all planned.
Yeah, I happen to think that, and I'm definitely going to disagree on some of that, and that's what makes this a great show, because, you know, we're not sycophants and patting each other on the back the whole time and just agreeing with each other, so people can get a wide variety of opinions, and I'm never going to be the guy that says, my opinion is the only true opinion, but I will bring to people, you know, what I find and let them think for themselves, which is a lost art, I guess, here in this country or anywhere in the world. But the interesting thing is, before you do an event like that, you've already set up the disinformation chains, the controlled opposition, right? All of it. You've got all your ducks in a row and various contingency plans in case that goes off its path. So you've got the roots all carved out. If you think of it pouring water down a mountain, what does it do, right? It finds the grooves, or it makes grooves, and that's the path that it ends up taking, depending on, you know, how much force there is behind the water. So if you've already carved out the grooves, the water's naturally going to fall in there, and that's where the flow is going to be. So regarding the Boston bombing, there was crisis. There were crisis actors there. They were at simultaneously running a drill during the Boston bombing. The first bomb had been forewarned on Twitter, which was a fake bomb. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to look at that and go, well, that whole thing was staged. However, they did take a second backpack bomb, which I believe came from one of the guys at Kraft International. The backpack that was blown up matched theirs perfectly, mm-hmm. not the Sarnoff brothers, who are never seen without their backpack, by the way. There was one Photoshop picture that was pretty easily debunked. The only problem I have with the whole thing being made up and staged is that it requires a vast conspiracy that I think would be very difficult to pull off. So it's hard for me to kind of wrap my mind around getting all of these everyday people acting and changing their entire lives and never breaking stride on that story. And I've always said, if they can do it, they will. So why fake it when you can actually do it? But there were a lot of elements of a fake event there, which certainly can cover up for, again, some of the bigger questions, I think, that have to be asked regarding
the Boston bombing.
Because it has so, let me just say this real quick, it has so many consistencies with the Paris and the Brussels bombing and the bombing in Australia not too long ago, and even, you know, some of what happened in Garland, Texas, that we knew the players, that the intelligence, that the government, it's not like, oh, well, if only we'd have known this, we could have stopped it. They knew the players. Uh-huh. So that is something all Americans need to understand here on this third anniversary.
Right. Well, I don't disagree. You know, one thing I remember is Dave McGowan's work on Boston and the photographs. I mean, there was, you know, thousands of photographs, which I think really worked against those behind the scenes. But I remember talking to Dave about it. And I said to Dave, I said, you know, this series is very dangerous because Dave did such a great job with it. And it wasn't, I don't think it was the release of his book on Laurel Canyon, because Dave and I talked, you know, right up until pretty much a week or so before he died. But both of us were convinced that his work on Boston was what cost him his life.
Well, I will always tip my hat and sit in awe of Dave McGowan. And if he says something I disagree with, I'm definitely rethinking my position.
His work on that was off the charts, and I knew. And then for whatever reason, he got interviewed by the wrong people that were probably, you know, some sort of setup. He started getting his life threatened, his family's life threatened. And the next thing you know, he had cancer running through his whole body. 4 months after he had a physical showing he was perfectly healthy.
But he made a lot of other points, too, that I think are important and less to do with the hoax than the event and who some of the players are and who would benefit as well. So definitely explosive work, and pun intended there, I assume. Look, but, you know, when they're following the same playbook, And I'm really worried about our country. I'm worried about the world. As we've talked about before, here we are again, all afraid of ISIS. So history has just repeated itself in the last 15, 20 years. First, it was Al-Qaeda. We blew them out of the water as Al-Qaeda and Tim Osman as the secret code name for Osama bin Laden, right? And
right.
Bin Laden's connected to the Bushes and the Carlyle Group and all the rest of it. In fact, if you'd like to, I'd like to get to those so-called missing 28 pages implicating Saudi Arabia and 9/11, because I've got some stuff on that. But when we take the thing as a whole, it's the same vein running through absolutely everything. We can see it everywhere. So if we debunk Al-Qaeda, shouldn't all of this stay debunked? Or can they just roll out, again, using the same threat and the same theme, Maria, just roll out a whole new Al-Qaeda and everybody falls for it all over again? That has me baffled, because I think, you know, once you figure out what the colors are, you
right.
can't start reimagining that they're new colors. They're the same color.
Exactly. Well, I do agree with you, Jack. But like I said, they don't even change the script and everybody falls for it. I mean, our listeners don't fall for it because they know how to pick apart these stories quicker than you and I can at this point. But when you look at the majority of people who still want to rah-rah, sis, boom, bah, the U.S., if you don't like it, move out, it kind of does make you worry about the future of this country.
Another problem, you know, when we're talking about everything being a hoax, it's never going to get believed. And that's, I guess, a good reason to do it, because no one would ever believe it. If I had a picture, I often say this, Maria, if I had a picture of Dick Cheney standing over a baby, stabbing it in the heart with a knife,
right.
who's going to ever believe that that's real, right? It's so fantastic. It takes such a creative an imaginative mind almost to even believe this is happening. And most people don't want to believe that our leaders are that evil. Here again on a sacred occult murder sacrifice holiday, which, you know, starts this week and goes through May, around the world, that the elite celebrate and actually do human sacrifices, both mock and real. I believe that. But people aren't going to believe that because it's just so fantastic. So when we're talking about all the hoaxes, they know no one will ever believe it. So it's very difficult for me to try to educate other people on that level and then have them understand or comprehend anything else I say about the economy or anything else.
Exactly. Well, you know, the reason is, and I don't even remember which guest I asked, but the reason is most people don't have the minds of a sociopath. And unless you have the mind of a sociopath, you can't believe it. You can't wrap your head around it. It just doesn't click with normal people that there are people like this in the world. And I'm not saying everything is a hoax. What I'm saying is everything is planned.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
so,
if if it happens and it has to do with politics, you can bet they planned it. That's a paraphrase from FDR talking to Colonel Mandel House. If anything happens in politics, you better believe it was planned ahead of time. That's for sure.
Well, you know, I look at the weather this week. I looked at the two huge earthquakes, both in Japan, a 7.0. One in Ecuador, 7.8. 5 feet of snow in Denver, twisters, and one foot of rain yesterday in Texas alone. And I think about weather manipulation and using weather as warfare, you know, full spectrum dominance. And I look at everything now as it's all planned. I don't even see these earthquakes as anything natural anymore.
And that's another thing that people refuse to believe, and we're trying to inject that into the debate that's over. By the way, they said the debate's over on climate change and even anthropomorphic climate change, when this has to be a huge part of it. And the second you even bring it up, it doesn't matter what documents you might be ready to pull out, people's minds close. So as you say, you have to be a sociopath or a psychopath to understand one, to really get into the mind of Heil Hitlery Clinton, okay?
Right.
Donald Trump, you have to be able to understand what a psychopath, or in Donald Trump's case, a killer pimp, might actually do, or how they might actually think. But here's the irony of it, right? Because people will watch serial killer documentaries and totally believe it all. So where does it end? You don't believe the guys in the suits and ties that are selected, that are, you know, moving the levers and the machine of government would do such a thing. But the serial killer were, and by the way, Dave McGowan's Program to Kill, one of the best books ever written on serial killers, if you want to know about serial killers.
Oh, absolutely. One of his best, for sure. But listen, and here we live in an inverted world where Hillary Clinton, who should be riding behind bars, is not just running for president, but she has a whole lot of people backing her. I mean, if that's not following the leader blindly, I don't know what is, Jack.
And that's because it's the Hegelian dialectic, as you know. Thesis plus antithesis equals synthesis. So the reason people are behind Heil Hitlery Clinton... Okay, and I can say that today because she's responsible for killing children at Waco in 1993, this very day in history, okay? Her husband and her also involved in the false flag bombing. Admittedly, the FBI put the bomb in the World Trade Center Tower in 1993. Please look it up. The evidence is on tape, okay? Again, to try to wrap your mind around something that really happened. Behind the Oklahoma City bombing, where they also warned the BATF ahead of time, and then put bombs in a building where there was a nursery with children in it. And I've interviewed some of the parents and grandparents of those children. And trust me, they don't buy this for an absolute second. So the thesis being Donald Trump or some scary Republican, Ted Cruz, probably scarier than Donald Trump in the whole package, right?
Right.
So somebody's got to beat them, and that would be the antithesis of them, which is Heil Hitlery Clinton. The synthesis is we're going to have a Bush or a Clinton one way or the other.
Yeah, that's right. Right, and if she gets in, I think it'd be like 26 years of Bush Clinton in the past 32 or something like that.
Well, Obama, remember, is a Bush and a Cheney, which they freely admit, and you have to believe we're all cousins. Some people do believe that, Maria. We're all cousins. We're all related. And I just don't, I've never heard from, I don't have any past presidents or captains of industry that have ever reached out to me that I've ever connected with that are my cousins. Let me just tell you. So I guess I'm the only one. So Bush, Obusha, is a Bush on his mother's side. That is clearly factual, and people, that's why I've been calling him Cousin Barry the entire time.
Right.
I do believe it will be a Heil Hitlery, not for 8 years, for 4 years, which will break that 8-year spell. Remember, Poppy Bush only got 4 years. So it does tend to make it look like, oh, well, anything can happen. And whoever the Republican is, most likely in 2020, that'll be your next president. You could take that to the bank, and we could start predicting that almost right now. So it is a pretty scary time for people. I'm not afraid, But here we are spinning our wheels again. Now, I have a question for you, Maria.
Sure.
Are people finally waking up to see how fixed this election is on the Democrat side with the super delegate?
Mm-hmm.
And there is Debbie Wasserman Schultz out there saying that the super delegates are put in place for the Democrat Party, don't call them Democratic, in order to stamp out any grassroots challenger to the party. And then you've got the Republicans who are rewriting the rules constantly to make sure that somebody that they trust gets in on their behalf. The nominations are absolutely, and they have been, and we learned that if never before in 2012. Do you think now people are finally going to get it?
Well, absolutely, Jack. I mean, it's taken 16 freaking years of covering the stolen election of 2000, which I'll never let go of. But if you look at, not only did they start stealing the election at a much earlier stage of the election, but look how many people have already been filing lawsuits. Here in Arizona, you know, they've got a lawsuit. They got the Department of Justice investigating what happened here on when people went to vote. I'm seeing the same thing is happening today in New York, where they've shut down a lot of polling places and this and that, and people are out in the streets. So, and of course, learning about superdelegates, you know, listen, you know, it's like the Electoral College. I learned about that in high school and realized our votes didn't matter because they're the ones who get to vote. But I think that Americans have finally, how many hundreds of years did it take them? But I think that the work you and I and Greg Pallas, so many people did since 2000, it's taken 16 years, has finally penetrated mass consciousness.
You know, the 2000 election activated me. That's when I changed from doing an all-music show to a news politics show. And that was May of 2001. And as you know, the rest is history. So that activated me. I guess they don't want it to get to that point again. The rest of it, I guess, can be debatable. Well, listen, the Republican Party, the grassroots fringe wing of the Republican Party, saw the rules change and Ron Paul completely ripped off in, and by the way, those rule changes are kind of biting them in the butt this time, which Ron Paul is kind of giggling about. So we all knew that. Now the Democrats are seeing it with Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, now I think, and to answer my own question, we kind of needed that. We did need the Democrats to see it can happen to them, too. Which is going to make the 2020 election much more interesting, I assume. That will probably start late November and go for the full 4 years, that 2020 election.
God, I this is like the worst election ever. It's like constant 24/7. It's the most ridiculous clown college I've ever seen. And yet they give me so much material to go crazy over, Jack. But like you, if you remember, because you, let's face it, you produced my show when I was on radio, and it was pretty innocuous, you know, it wasn't anything threatening or certainly wasn't news 24/7. But right before when Bush got ready to run in 2000, that's when my inner voice, we'll call it that, said it's time to cover politics and the one world order. You've got to stop this man from getting elected. So my show, which I totally enjoyed doing, it was so much fun, a little music, a little talk, a little astrology, a few reads, became what it is today. Because I knew once Bush got in, we can kiss the environment goodbye. So that was another death blow to the planet. And with Hillary, I'll tell you what, if Hillary or any of the GOP gets in, here's a prediction, Jack. This country is finished. What little is left of it will be finished.
They do a lot of work in 4 years, and they don't want to derail what's already happening. So if you get somebody in that's a wild card, or that you think, you know, this whole process of being the fake president might go to their head, it could upset the apple cart. And another reason to have a Democrat in, and I would have seen this sooner, except for this revolving door every 8 years kept nagging me in my predictions years ago for a Republican to win this, but I could not foresee that Obama would start several hot wars and a Cold War or two, and that has to stay on course. There is too much at stake for that to be derailed by somebody who thinks they're really the president, maybe a JFK or something. So keeping Hillary in it keeps the Democrats at home in front of their TVs and not out in the street, because if any Republican gets in and they try to continue on this path, there's going to be millions of people in the street activated, and they're also going to be bitching about their civil rights, okay? So that can't happen right now, and that's why it looks for all the world that Hillary, unless something really crazy starts happening, plan B, plan C, that she's got that 4 years. First woman president, aren't you happy?
Well, I don't consider her a woman by any means, okay? The only woman president I was tooting behind was Cynthia McKinney, and she got my vote.
She did, and I'm telling the Bernie supporters, if you want the real thing, you need to, and when he's done, don't fall in line behind Heil Hitlery. Uh-huh. Get behind Dr. Jill Stein and the Green Party. And for you libertarians out there, don't fall for this Donald Trump nonsense, and certainly don't fall for the Ted Cruz nonsense. By the way, I had Greg Palast on the other day, and he and some other people are saying Kasich is the guy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's worse than the other two put together.
He was like a Henry Kissinger on Wall Street, that guy. And look at his eyes. He gets really mad really fast, kind of like Gary Johnson. But let me finish, because if you're a libertarian, right now you should be supporting John McAfee, that crazy bastard. You need to get him in as the nominee for the Libertarian Party. And I want to see McAfee, who is the philosopher of the Libertarian Party, can't be bought because he's a multi-millionaire who is the man to dismantle the police state, I believe, and a guy who's been through and suffered the wrath of torture in the police state, both in this country and in other countries. Forget the two posers, right? Go for that guy, for the Libertarian. Get Dr. Jill Stein in, and let's get all four of these suckers up on stage for a real debate, for real issues, for what's happening in America. That could be the very best thing for us.
I agree, but you know that's not going to happen. Okay, I mean,
all the 30 people are going to fall in line and support Heil Hitlery as the lesser of evils. I know that's what's going
to
happen.
Well, I call her Shitlery, to tell you the truth. I kind of like that better. But a lot of Bernie supporters are adamant that they will not vote for Hillary if she gets the "it's Bernie or bust." That's their attitude, especially
young people. Oh, they will if it's Trump or Cruz, which it likely is. Now, if it's Kasich, it changes the game entirely. And I think Greg was saying Kasich could either be president or vice president, one of those. And I think he was leaning more to vice president to Trump. So they can carry Ohio. You can listen to, I have that on my show reel at Radio Free Blood, and we're going to be posting it at deadlinelive.info. He just does an amazing job. Greg Palast is the man.
Oh, absolutely, when it comes to things like this, but I'm certainly not going to agree with him on Kasuch, as I call him. Look, Jack, all you have to do is look at Kasich when he's talking. First of all, he's always on Fox News, always. It's like he owns the station. He has such an air of elitism and I'm above everyone, just in his body language, let alone the stupid things he said, cutting Social Security, seniors will have to get used to it, cutting rights for LGBT people, get used to it, cutting Planned Parenthood, get used to it. That's a man that deserves the beatdown of the century. Okay.
Well, and just to be clear, so your listeners don't misunderstand here on Blood and Guts today, Greg was not endorsing any of these people.
Oh, I thought he was like pro Kasich. I was like, what?
Kind of a side prediction. Certainly, you know him. He would not. In fact, I'm sure he's a closet Bernie supporter, if anything. But I don't trust Bernie. I think he's a madman. He gets very upset very quickly. Again, he has that Kasich and Gary Johnson have that 50-yard stare. It looks like they've undergone some serious MK Ultra.
All right, lobotomies. Lobotomies.
No, Greg's not supporting those people. He's just doing his best to decode it. I believe every time I asked him in 2008 who would win the election, and he said Nixon, Obama Nixon, or McCain Nixon, right? And then I asked him in 2012 who would win the election, and he said fear. And I think he repeated that pretty much here for 2016. So, you know, he's on more of an abstract level than that. But he's got a new movie coming out. Read Vulture's Picnic. I think it's even better than Best Democracy Money Can Buy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I interviewed him on both those books. But, you know, when you look at it, I think the difference in this election goes to an article that I reported on yesterday. It's taken a while, but it finally has hit that white America, which didn't really have too much sympathy for people of color having less economic success or coverages and this and that. But now that it's affected white people as well, that's where a lot of this, because they're asking, you know, why are so many people involved in voting this year? And they asked a pollster that. And she said, because all Americans are very angry. But now that it's hit white, if there's any middle class Americans left, it's a whole new ball game of anger. So I think it's going to be pretty interesting next year to watch what happens, because I think this election, one way or the other, could spark a civil war in this country.
Well, and that's what they want. And I think we have to be very careful with that, because Soros and the boys, every May, I worry about kind of an American spring. I certainly know that the military and security industrial complex has been war gaming for civil war. I've seen them in the past trying to put it together, in part and parcel of the whole refugee issue here in America. And I believe in helping refugees, generally by not bombing their country and stealing all their stuff. But that would be my first way to go about it.
Right.
But the divisiveness has reached new highs, and just when you think it couldn't get worse, I'll tell you, I'll most likely be voting for a Jewish woman in Dr. Jill Stein this time, and if Hillary gets in, I'll be a misogynist woman hater for criticizing her, and if Bernie somehow got in, I'll be anti-Semitic for criticizing him. So the best case scenario is Dr. Jill Stein won. Well, we know that's not going to happen. So if Donald Trump somehow gets in, or even Cruz, the massive amount of anger and hatred of the federal government will reach new highs. And I believe that if we cut the ties from the federal government and then reinstitute those into our local communities, so we empower our local government, which we can control directly, we'll be in a much better place.
Absolutely. You know, talking about these color revolutions, what did you, well, I was thinking about you when I saw what they're calling the Democratic Spring with the protest at the Capitol. How long before that's infiltrated?
It comes from a good place, like the Occupy movement. You know, I'm an Occuteer. I always thought if the two got together, we really have something. And again, they drove a wedge between us. So, yes, obviously that's funded by Open Society Institute, the usual suspects like George Soros, and even some people on the right will get involved. And it doesn't take a lot of money to tempt activists to begin taking orders. So that's what I'm afraid of. And I know a lot of people on the right wing, and they see stuff like that, and it just freaks them out. I mean, they really don't like it. And not because, you know, they're mean, horrible people, because it's meant to scare them. It attacks them at their core values. And so anything that's put together that is starts as divisive as something like that, it always worries me. Not that I don't want to see the revolution start.
Right.
For real. But I want it to be authentic, and I want us to get together on it, because we have very similar problems. And if we don't talk about gay abortions, we're pretty much on the same page for a lot of this.
Exactly. But they always throw the hot button issues out, because that's a divide and conquer. Jack, we're going to go to a short break. Stay with us. Jack and I will be right back.
Wow. One solid hour of commercial-free information thanks to you. The person who wants truth has the integrity and understanding to support it with your donation and subscription. Maria believes people can handle the truth and delivers it tirelessly with those with ears to listen. 14 years on the net. Won't you take a moment right now to commit to a subscription of your choice at www.maria.net. That's M-E-R-I-A.net. Over 1,100 hours of pure education all in one place, 24/7, and all downloadable. Knowledge is power. Sharing that knowledge is wisdom. Together we can change the world and create real hope. Now let's get back to the Maria Heller Show.
Welcome back to Blood and Guts with my excellent co-host and good friend, Jack Blood. Get over to deadlinelive.info to check out Jack's work. He's all over social media. Join his pages, radiofreeblood.com. Jack, I just want to say this about Bernie before we get on to another topic. Since I grew up in New York, in Brooklyn, with a mix of either Brooklyn Italians or Brooklyn Jews, Bernie is the epitome of Brooklyn Jews. That's how they are. They get as excited when they talk as I do, and their hands fly as much as Italians do. But as usual, I'm going to say this. He's not perfect. Again, he's the best of the bunch, in my opinion, only because I know, and listen, I think Jill Stein is great. I just know that the chances of her getting elected is zero to none. Because you know they're not going to let a third party in any of these debates, like they shut out, you know, everybody from Ross Perot to Ralph Nader. Okay, let's get on. Go ahead.
Hold on.
You get to rebut.
But real quick, I live in Washington, so I didn't have to support the burn. He has massive support. He cruised through the caucuses here. If you're in New York and you have a chance in this process to put him through, then definitely do it. In the general election, I don't know what I would do. I most likely would write in Maria Heller. And then real quick, RadioFreeBlood.com was stolen from me.
What?
So if people want to find all the work we're doing, Radio Free Blood on Facebook, and please go like that, and you'll find out, you'll get our archives, you'll get everything there. Forget all my websites. I'm exploiting Facebook for all their work. So Radio Free Blood, the three words, put it in your Facebook thing, and like us over there, and follow us over there. And then if you like music, go like my band. It's Fear Porn, one word, Fear Porn. I guess I can say that on the radio here. That is also on Facebook, and we have a new record coming out soon, which will be, I think, highly relevant. Our hit song, most likely, is Middle Finger Class, which is how I feel.
Middle Finger Class, that's the truth of it. All right, a big to-do since we talked last. We had the release, the supposed release. I think that, too, was a planned event on the Panama Papers. And then we have the 28 pages that Bob Graham wants released and Saudi Arabia supposedly trying to blackmail us if we do. Which one you want to tackle
first? There's a bunch of people on the 28 pages. Let's quickly do the Panama Papers.
Okay.
I was suspicious right from the very beginning. I won't compare these to the Pentagon Papers in any stretch of the imagination, even though they sound the same. This was the elite throwing out and targeting people who they wanted to get rid of. And that's why one of the targets was specifically the Prime Minister of Iceland, who they have a real problem with because he's been prosecuting bankers and trying to clean up that system there in a way that's not regressive, but is progressive.
Uh-huh.
So they get rid of those people. That's what happened in Libya. With Gaddafi, he was progressive and not regressive and not following orders. And these are the people that get targeted. So everybody that was targeted in the Pentagon, in the Panama Papers were people they wanted to get rid of, including Cameron. And in some ways, even targeting Hillary Clinton, though she can worm her way out of anything. And the IRS just came out the other day and goes, hey, you better call us if you've done anything wrong before we go find you in the Panama Papers, sending a chill right around extortion day. So this is being used for all it's worth. I definitely think that the main offenders are not going to be mentioned at all in the Panama Papers. That should tell you all you need to know. If it's on the news and it doesn't include the major offenders, and it includes people who are trying to clean up the system in their country, detach from the global banking, global corp system, then you shouldn't trust it at all. On the 28 pages, they're not released. These are pages that are withheld from the 9/11 omission report. I have to laugh when I say it. There is definitely a connection, as we all know, as well as there's a connection to Israel. There's a massive connection to Pakistan. You're not hearing about that. Bob Graham would know about that because the morning of 9/11, he was having breakfast with Porter Goss and General Ahmed, who was the bag man who was paying off these patsy hijackers, including Muhammad Atta. There he is having breakfast right as this thing starts happening, the three of them, which he's yet to fully explain. And a lot of people love it. They love this. I'll get to that in one second. The other thing is Bob Graham received prior knowledge. Somebody came to Graham in Florida where a lot of this thing was cooked up. Read Daniel Hopsicker's books. And they came to Senator Bob Graham and they said, look, I've been out in the field and I'm going to tell you there is a plan to use airplanes to attack buildings in America. And he suppressed that. Later, when he was asked about it on mainstream news, he lied about it and lied again and again and again to cover his tracks. So why would they do this? Because Saudi Arabia has not been playing nice, and they're getting real sick of this cheap oil. They want a number of things done. They've been throwing their weight around, and we had to put a shot over the bow on those guys. The pages will never be released without being redacted because they know where the bodies are buried, and they've already threatened to tell the world what might have really happened on 9/11. So this is never going to happen, and its main purpose is to demonize the Middle East and Muslims in general to go along with the recent fear hysteria that we're in. So I don't take any stock in it. It's a limited hangout. This whole 9/11 is an outside job thing nauseates me.
All right. Well, let's hope that the D.C. madam's lawyer gets to release what he's got from her little black book before the election, because it sure looks like Ted Cruz, the man who now wants to ban sex toys and masturbation in the country, sure looks like he was quite the party guy with the D.C. madam's business.
You don't get as far as Ted Cruz has. He has had a massive success as a career without having dirt on you. So that goes with Donald Trump, who's involved in the Jeffrey Epstein pedophilia blackmail, Mossad blackmail operation. I mean, here's a guy that was on the Lolita Express, the plane, and over at Orgy Island, and they love to point the finger at Bill Clinton on that, but he skates away when it was his underage masseuse at Mar-a-Lago that was the bait for this Jeffrey Epstein, who was completely let off the hook. So all these guys have a ton of dirt on them, or they don't get that far. If not, then you know, you get Ron Paul, basically.
Well, isn't it hilarious, though, that they're the ones, the scum of the earth, who want to dictate our sexuality and morality?
Do I have to tell my child, in order to get ahead, you must do horrible, horrible things on tape? No, that's not the lesson I want to teach my son. So if you're not with us, you're against us. I think Bush used to say, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists.
God, what and a moron.
That's how it goes, you know. They've got the dirt. That's how they control these guys. And that's why Trump has done as good as he can, because they know they got the dirt on him. However, he also has some dirt on them.
All right. So this has got to be the nastiest, dirtiest election I have ever seen, where I've never in a million years would think they'd be talking about the size of their penis and ripping on each other's wives and name-calling like they're in the second grade. I mean, this is such an embarrassment as an American to the rest of the world that I can't even get past it.
Well, Camacho for president, if people know who. Watch the film Idiocracy, which is pretty much banned in major movie theaters. Go watch tonight if you haven't seen it.
Absolutely.
And see our future.
I know. It started out as a comedy and ended up being a documentary.
Right.
Now, Jack, I know you've lived in the South hither and dither. What do you think about all these crazy laws that they're passing, which are all traceable now to the attorney for Kim Davis starting these laws up in 20 states against LGBT people, bathroom rights, even I think in Mississippi, if you have premarital sex, that's against the law now. I mean, what do you think about all this, having lived in some of those states?
Well, considering what we were just talking about, it's obviously just pandering. Do as we say, not as we do. The person that's the most anti-gay is probably the biggest weirdo you ever met, and is keeping it all in the closet and on the down low until, you know, it comes out. He's in the bathroom somewhere or in an airport trying to pick up men.
Right, tap.
We've learned that in the past. I'm really confused about the whole bathroom law thing because I know transgender people and have over the years, and I would never want them to be humiliated to have to go use the men's room. And I just think it's stupid. I think we all should value our privacy, et cetera. Maybe if they can fix this by putting more stalls in the bathroom, having a third bathroom. I'm just confused because perverts take advantage of stuff like this. And that worries me. However, if we can get the perverts out of the men's room, by the way, men, they're in there too.
Right, tap, and on the floor.
Wait, but I am confused about it. I think, I'm just a little split because people will exploit it, will take advantage of it. On the other hand, I don't want these people to be embarrassed any more than it is. It's a hard enough life. If you know transgender people,
right.
It is a hard enough life that they have without making it harder. However, promoting that as the ultimate lifestyle, I don't think is true because all the people I've known like that are having it. It's so hard. I would never want to push anyone into that direction. That's something you do if you're literally genetically called to do it. So there's got to be a solution that makes everybody happy. But boy, you want to freak out some of the rednecks in the South. Put a guy in a dress going into the bathroom, and that really polarizes it.
Well, you know, I don't even understand. I mean, first of all, there was a school in California yesterday. It was the first one to put in a unisex bathroom, okay? But that's California, where people are more brains. They have more brains in their head, like East Coast, West Coast. And the hatred that was posted on that post, I thought it was a good idea. Listen, there's a lot of restaurants I go into here in Arizona that just have one bathroom. It's a unisex bathroom. Do you know what I mean? It's a small restaurant. They got, you know, especially if you know Jerome or Prescott, right? You go into some ancient building where they tell you don't even try flushing toilet paper down the toilet. That's how old the pipes are. But it's unisex. When I traveled through Europe, their bathrooms were unisex. There was no men's room, ladies' room in very high, you know, high-priced resorts maybe. And in Tahiti, I mean, you had a swinging door with a hole in the ground. Okay? So there has not been one case on record of a transsexual person attacking anyone in a bathroom. So this is just another religious fanatic hate bill.
It makes you feel uncomfortable. It's being exploited politically, as you mentioned, when we started talking about this. And that's the thing I don't like. And obviously, you know, living in New York in the 80s, a lot of unisex bathrooms, you know, no one cared. Because once you drop the political correctness of it and the stigma of it, it doesn't matter. It really, really doesn't matter. Look, there are weirdos in the bathrooms all over, and there always has, as long as there's been a public bathroom.
Exactly.
There's been a weirdo in there. It's nothing, you can't escape it. You can't legislate that away. Other than punishing the people you catch.
Exactly. And most of the people that get caught are members of the GOP. Okay. Even the guy that pushed one of these anti-LGBT laws, he just got busted for being a child molester. Look at Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House for how many years?
Yeah.
Family values guy. He was a pedophile, and he's got facing maybe 6 months. Put him in the bathroom.
Yeah, he liked the wrestling boys and all of that. Yeah, but let's not lose sight of this, because Bob Menendez has also been accused of pedophilia. And he's a Democrat, and a very powerful one, by the way, as well as drug money laundering and some other things. So Democrats do it, too. They're just not as big a hypocrite. So
right, they just don't pass laws.
Exclusive to the Republican Party. It's just more shocking because they're so strongly against it.
Exactly. Kind of reminds me of, you know, Sunbear used to say, if you find a teacher that's my way or the highway, start running. And these guys are basically do as I say, not as I do.
Well, and that's the whole basis of giving orders. So we have the power. We have given the power by proxy to representatives. So anytime we want, tomorrow, we could take our power back and have all the power again. Without violence, without a revolution, without anything, merely by even using the Constitution. And that's, I guess, a nonviolent solution to the problems. And if you think that won't work, I can give you any number of instances where it did work. You have to change people's perceptions, or phony illusion perceptions. You have to change people's minds. And sometimes violence is the only way to get people's attention, but it's not necessary. We have the power.
Exactly. There's power in numbers. I mean, you look at those D.C. protests, I think they are up to 700 people that were arrested. But after the first few days, their jails were full, so they couldn't arrest any more people. And the truth of the matter is, they can't kill all of us. They can't arrest all of us. They may give it a good try, yeah, but it doesn't mean that they can succeed.
The Obama administration was just as tough on black bloc anarchists, who you don't read about in the newspaper, whose houses are raided, whose books are confiscated, who are held with no habeas corpus, who are basically tortured and grilled to turn in others. So that's the other side of the story you don't hear when you hear about the IRS punishing Tea Party people. It works on all different levels and directions, and that's why when you see somebody has their rights being abused, even if you don't like them and you don't agree with them,
right,
you need to stand up for them too.
Absolutely, and that was a post I put up today. You and I have discussed this for so many years, Jack. You know, when they first made the big smoking bans, you know, oh, secondhand smoke, this and that, and where you can smoke, even if you own a business and you had all your compliance in place for a smoking section, it all became illegal and nobody cared, because a lot of people said, well, it's bad for you, I don't smoke, I don't care. But in those days, I said, sooner or later, they're going to tell you what you can eat. They're going to tell you how you can have sex and when you can have sex. Well, now, it didn't take that long. 15 years later, boom, here it is.
I can't believe it's the 21st century. We put all this stuff behind us, and here it comes back again like a freaking boomerang, like a bad penny.
I know, covering the same thing all over again, fighting for the same battles all over again. I mean, I thought we ended this in the 60s, but obviously it was just seemed to have gone undercover.
Yeah.
But that's what you and I are here for, Jack. They're going to give us plenty of material to cover.
Well, and that's why I'm back at least 2 days a week. And again, Radio Free Blood, you can put that in any search engine and you'll come up with it. My band Fear Porn, one word, go check it out, folks. If you like weird, heavy music, it's like psychedelic grunge kind of with a political message, go check that out. Like us, because that helps get us gigs. We're playing Hemp Fest here, which is the biggest marijuana fest in the world, the 25th anniversary here in Seattle, and we're going to be psyched to do that. Our new record's coming out. By the way, happy 420 in advance to you and all your listeners. Enjoy your rights. I do here in Seattle every day.
Well, and so can we here in Arizona. We have recreational up on the ballot this year, but
yes.
I know a lot of dispensaries throwing parties tomorrow. I may go.
You haven't lived until you've gone to the store to buy your marijuana.
I know.
It's absolutely amazing.
I totally agree. Jack, take good care, and we'll talk again next month.
Love you, Maria. Stay bold, everybody.
You too. Jack Blood, check him out. Check out his work and support his work. Jack and I have been here forever, still begging you to support our work. What's it going to take? Anyway, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.